Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
If you've ever experienced shortness of breath or wheezing during exercise, you might have exercise-induced asthma. My guest is Dr. Christina Schwint. She's board-certified in allergy and immunology at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Schwint. So tell us about exercise-induced asthma. What separates it from just normal asthma diagnosis?
Well, exercise-induced asthma is a transient narrowing of the lower airways, specifically in response to vigorous exercise.
Okay, so how would you know? Because, you know, a lot of people exercise and then they have trouble breathing and it's really because they're out of shape or because they did a little too much or they weren't prepared for what it was they were doing. What sets it apart from when you're exercising? How do you know that this is something that should send you to the doctor?
Oftentimes it's the symptoms that you have. The most common symptoms that most people have with exercise-induced asthma are coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, chest tightness, and sometimes even chest pain. So these symptoms sometimes guide you into the direction of realizing it's actually exercise-induced asthma rather than just shortness of breath from being out of shape. However, in little kids, sometimes they're not able to verbalize what they're experiencing and how they feel. So sometimes they'll say that they have a sore throat or that their stomach hurts. It's actually important to watch your children at play to make sure that they're keeping up with their peers. Oftentimes they may have to stop, take a deep breath. So it's important to make sure that your kids really are keeping up with their friends at play, because this actually may be a sign of exercise-induced asthma. And in fact, exercise-induced asthma is sometimes the first sign of asthma.
Biggest question, if you have exercise-induced asthma and it is diagnosed, you know, you've spotted it in your child, they're not keeping up with other children during play, you take them in and it gets diagnosed, do they have to now avoid exercise?
Absolutely not. Our goal is that there's no restriction on exercise for children. And in fact, exercise can in fact improve exercise-induced asthma symptoms. So it's very important that we control symptoms so kids can get out there and play, and this actually will improve their asthma.
So how do we improve those symptoms so that they can get out there and play and can participate in gym and in sports and in physical activity?
The most important thing is making sure that if underlying asthma also exists, that underlying asthma is also controlled. If there's a lot of inflammation, tissue swelling in the lungs, these children are much more likely to have exercise-induced asthma triggered. However, even with well-controlled asthma, baseline asthma, kids can still have exercise-induced asthma triggered. And there are some very common triggers that are well known, and understanding what these are for avoidance is key. And these include cold air, dry air pollution, high pollen counts if you are allergic, and exercising with a cold, as well as exposure to chemicals such as chlorine in a swimming pool. Additionally, understanding the type of exercise is important because it's vigorous exercise that actually can trigger symptoms. So hard exercise like aerobic exercise or basketball is much more likely to trigger exercise-induced asthma. Yet even with these types of activities, we can still control symptoms with medications, and also measures such as warm up and cool down before strenuous exercise, which can actually blunt exercise-induced asthma.
So speaking of blunting exercise-induced asthma, can we prevent an attack from happening if they're using their inhalers or their bronchodilators before exercise? Is this something that you recommend? How would that work?
Absolutely. A medication called a short-acting bronchodilator should be used in all individuals with exercise-induced asthma. Not only if this medication is used 15 to 30 minutes before exercise, can it stabilize the airway and blunt an exercise-induced asthma response, it's important that this medication is always around because if they have any asthma triggered, they need to use that medication for quick relief of their symptoms.
People get worried about the inhaled corticosteroids. Dr. Schwint, and you know, they worry about the side effects or thrush or any of these kinds of things. Give a little bit of a background and some, you know, just some safety information.
These medications are, in fact, very safe, and no one should be afraid of them. Well, you can have some symptoms in which the growth might be a little bit delayed. We're finding that kids are primarily reaching their adult height, but it well controls symptoms, and poorly controlled asthma can actually cause stunting of growth. But again, these medications are very, very safe. No one should be afraid to use them, and they will control asthma, which can prevent then exercise-induced asthma.
What about other types of exercise? You mentioned, you know, high-intensity exercise such as aerobics or even basketball. But what about yoga? What about if your children want to, you know, do strength training and or any of these other types, swimming? Where are those exercises on this perspective?
Yoga is actually a very good exercise for exercise-induced asthma. Not only are breathing techniques taught, which can improve that ability for kids to understand how important it is to breathe through their nose. Because it's a strength training and there's no vigorous exercise involved, it's not likely to induce exercise-induced asthma. Now, traditionally, swimming has been thought to be the sport for kids with asthma and exercise-induced asthma. And while primarily we still feel that that is the case, it has been recognized that chlorine can also induce asthma and exercise-induced asthma symptoms. So it is important to make sure that you or your child are not triggered by these symptoms, and if you are, to have the appropriate treatment ahead of time to control symptoms. So this would include not only using a short-acting bronchodilator before getting into the pool, but also making sure that nasal symptoms of congestion and drainage are controlled with either nasal sprays or antihistamines.
Why was swimming thought to be the exercise? Is there a pressure thing with swimming and exercise-induced asthma?
Primarily because of the humidity. Because it is cold, dry air into the lungs that we know triggers symptoms, the humidity from the pool is thought to soothe the airway and actually blunt exercise-induced asthma.
So give us, please, your best advice for exercise-induced asthma. And if parents find out that their children have it, again, is this something that follows you through life? And then you're just going to have to kind of take care of your EIA as you go through life, even if you want to become a marathon runner.
My best advice is that your child should be able to participate in any sport that they're interested in, and they shouldn't be steered away from any sport that they have a true passion for, because exercise-induced asthma can be controlled. And primary to this is seeing an asthma specialist who can do lung function testing to determine severity level, that baseline asthma is well controlled, and then get a personalized game plan together to prevent exercise-induced asthma, which would include understanding what those allergic triggers are so that avoidance measures can be put in place, but that also that medications can be used to blunt those symptoms if avoidance is not an option.
And where can people get more information about you, Dr. Schwint?
I'm at Allergy and Asthma Associates, and I can be reached at area code 949-364-2900.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's Mission, the number 4, health.com. They have great information on the Mission Hospital website. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.